Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Yeah, I got two. Hello?
I'm Hello? Still here.
Yeah, I got a bottle of male enhancer from you guys. As a matter of fact, two of them sitting here. Two things. Number one, I don't remember ordering this stuff. And number two, who are you and what's the name of your company? Because there's no name on here.
We service for multiple different products, but can you provide me your zip code so I can see if you have an account with us?
55407. I get an invoice with no name on it, no nothing, no price, no anything.
And what is that first and last name?
Brown, Harold Brown.
Okay. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
2646 Longfellow Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55407.
Okay. So let's see. It looks like that back on January the 13th of 2021, you ordered the Goliath Max Male Enhancer for $497.
Don't think so, because I get this stuff here, and it's no your the ingredients on here don't even make any sense. There's no ingredients I ever heard of. I don't take stuff over the offline anyway. And,
so you don't recall making the purchase of $497?
No, I didn't make the purchase of $497. No.
Okay.
I got this so-called invoice here, but it says nothing. It gives no information. It's an order date 2/27/2021. Now I ain't ordered anything on 2/27/2021. So if I'm getting this stuff sent to me monthly, I don't want it. I ain't doing it. I ain't taking it. I have not opened any of it. I'll be happy to send it all back to you. And the thing is this, there's no price on it. There's no amount that's charged. And so it's not anything I want to deal with, all right? So who do I call to get refunds? Who do I call to send this crap back to? And how much do you charge?
Because you just stated that you don't recall authorizing the charge of $497, I do want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So just to make sure, you said you don't recall making the charge of $497.
No one placed this order without my knowledge. What happens when you go onto these websites and you get all this crap popped up on you, you try to click to get off. Evidently, when you click to get off, you don't really get off. What they do is go ahead and put this order in anyway, because you've been on this little page. So this has happened before, so this ain't no new thing. And I just want to know who they are, where you got it. I mean, you know, and if you charge me any money, send me my money back, because I don't take stuff that's online. I don't order crap online and take it because I don't know what you put in it. And then the ingredients on here, they call themselves putting ingredients on here. There's no ingredients. There's nothing in here. It doesn't say anything. It's nothing that I ever heard of. So why would I order it anyway? Just because I don't do male enhancement things. So that too in itself is a misnomer.
All right, give me one moment. Let me speak with my supervisors to see if they want to send you to the fraud department or not.
How come I just can't get a refund, lady, and I'll send this crap back to you, okay?
I still have to get with my supervisors so they can lock your account a little bit more for me to issue that refund.
What's the name of the company that sent this stuff?
The name of the company is Goliath Max.
Then I'll go online and look for it and see what I can find.
I mean, it's going to give you the same number. That's why I'm speaking with my supervisor to see if they want to send you to the fraud department or if they want me to go ahead and issue that refund.
I'd rather issue me a refund because your fraud department, I can't tell you if it's fraud or not. I told you how it works. This has happened before with other stuff, but I didn't have to go through this problem. And I don't want to go through it now. It's a simple matter. When you're on these little, I'm looking at something else, and then something else pops up. You try to get off of it, and all of a sudden they didn't send you stuff. And if your address and email is on there, they just use that and send it to you. And then next thing you know, you got a boatload of crap coming in that you didn't order. I've thrown away stuff.
Yeah, so on the website, the only way for it to charge you is if you put your credit card information in, because we don't automatically know that information.
I didn't do that, so no. I'm telling you how it happened. And they were on the website that I was ordering something off anyway. And I think that's how they got the information. But it don't matter, because this doesn't look like a legitimate bill or whatever you want to call it, because it has no price, it has nothing on it.
Okay, so while we're waiting on my supervisor, it looks like the last time you was charged was back on February the 27th, so it looks like you should have two bottles.
I do.
Okay.
I went on to my bank and I saw that there are three orders there with the same company, but without the name of the company, but the same whatever you want to call it. And it was $30, $30, $30. Three $30 things, one for the 22nd, one for the 25th, and one for the 27th. Now, that's like 3 days in a row. Who's going to order this crap 3 days in a row? That don't make any sense. So I put in
$30 didn't come from us. You was charged $93.99.
Well, I guess you got $93.99 for one damn bottle of this crap?
Yes, sir. With these products, they help to increase strength and increase your blood flow.
I don't have to use this. I'm not a doctor, but I do holistic medicine, and there's not one ingredient on it.
These are made out of 100% natural ingredients, so they do have like a little loading phase.
They have a what?
They're made out of 100% natural ingredients, so it has a loading phase before you start to see results. Sometimes it takes between 3 weeks and 4 weeks. I'm still waiting on a reply from my supervisor.
So what do you do? Split it up into three payments, so that's $30? So what, I'm going to get $90 every time? They send us out?
No, it looks like it just charged you just straight $93.99, and it doesn't show me that it went through three times. It just showed me that it just came all together at $93.99.
Oh, wait a minute, let me go back in here to the bank account and check it out. I see one on my credit card for $30, $30, $30. And one of the days was the day you said, 27th. So let me go back in here. But still, there's on this invoice, this is what I'm talking about. On the invoice, there's no name, there's nothing. There's no amount, there's nothing. So that shoots off the warning signs there. It's like somebody's hiding something or whatever. It's fake, so I don't want to be. And I ain't paying $90 for no stuff. You can use L-arginine and L-cysteine to do what you're talking about, and what that does is create nitrous oxide in the blood, which increases all this stuff and takes care of a myriad of different other things. So why would I pay you $93 for something I never heard of, don't use it, and it has no natural ingredients in it? So anyway, either or, I don't want it, and I'm sending it back. Who do I send it to, and when do I get my money?
Give me one moment. I'm still waiting on a reply from my supervisor.
So how's the weather where you are?
Hello?
I'm looking through my bank account here online. All right, just a second.
Okay.
What's the card number that you use? Give me the last four digits.
The card number that we have is 1179.
1179. Okay. And this was in January, you say?
This started on January the 13th. The price that was taken was $4.97.
Well, then how did it get to $95 or $90-somebody dollars?
It looks like you signed up for a 14-day trial that starts from the day that you order. Once your trial expires, you would then pay for the products and be enrolled into an auto-ship program to receive these monthly at a retail price.
I didn't agree to an auto-shipment thing. And that wasn't on there.
This is listed on the terms and conditions on the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how you get people caught up in this crap. And then an auto shipment would be $90 every time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put a stop to that. I'm not doing it. Don't want it. No, no, no. And that was January the what?
January the 13th.
January 14th, $4.97.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see it. It's got a different name here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the only way that you'll be able to get a refund is if I send you to my fraud department. And we can get a understanding on why it automatically made a purchase for you. So I'll be sending you to my fraud department in just one moment. Give me one second.
So when was this $93 taken out?
On my system, it says the 27th, but it probably didn't process in on your bank account until maybe the 29th.
There's no 29th in February.
Oh, this was in 29th, February. In my computer, it says that it processed on the 27th. It doesn't show up on your bank account until 2 days later. That's how most purchases work. Yeah, my bank account does the same thing. It'll show it as pending, and then it'll decide to go through.
There's no 29th of February. There's only the 28th. So it would probably be.
That's right, because this isn't a leap year. So yeah, it would have probably showed up on your account first.
Yeah, here it is, on the 28th, $93.99.
Mhm.
Oh, no, I don't want that. No. Hell to the hell, no. No, $93 for some crap. I don't even know what it is. And I don't do that. So, I want my money.
Okay. So, I'm going to be sending you to my supervisor right now. Thank you for calling customer service.